Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back there with video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the burial of Christ. After Jesus Christ gave his final breath, he died and his work upon the earth was completed. As it's recorded in the book of John, his final words were, "It is finished." His body was physically buried following his death. As it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3-4, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried." The account of Christ's burial is recorded in the four gospels. But firstly, it's written that the Roman soldiers came to Christ's body on the cross, which was dead, and pierced his side to make sure that he was dead. As it's written in John 19, verse 33-34, "And when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water." Then, while Christ's body remained on the cross, a rich man named Joseph of Arimathea, who was secretly a disciple of Christ, asked of Pilate to take the body down from the cross and bury it himself. It's written in Matthew 27, verse 57-60, "When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed." So Joseph had recently created a new tomb into which no man had yet been laid, as it says in the scriptures. He had carved it for himself, and it belonged to him. But because Joseph was a believer in Christ, and he had respect for the Lord, he chose to give up his sepulchre and let Jesus borrow it. So herein was he laid, as it's recorded in the book of Matthew, and after that, the great stone was then sealed and guarded by Roman soldiers. So herein was Jesus' flesh and blood body laid. However, when he died, his soul departed from his body, just as with all people. And the scriptures tell us that Jesus' soul had departed and descended into hell. As it's written in Acts chapter 2, verse 31, concerning his resurrection, which we'll talk about in the next video, "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." When later speaking about his resurrection, it's written that Jesus' soul was not left in hell, showing us that indeed was in hell. Remember, when Jesus died for the sins of the world, he took upon himself the sins of the whole world. As it's written, "He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin," in 2 Corinthians 5:21. The punishment for our sins is both physical death and spiritual death in hell. But Jesus took that upon himself in payment for the sins of the world. As it's written in Isaiah 53, verse 10, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin." So not only was his body offered up, but his soul as well. In Ephesians 4, 9 is written that before Christ ascended, he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Therefore, while Jesus' body was in the sepulchre of Joseph, his soul was made a burnt offering in hell and remained there for 3 days and three nights. As it is written in Matthew 12, verse 40, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And what happened next, we will talk about in the next video, and that is his resurrection. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.